Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I spoke to the other lady, and she pulled up my account and everything, and somehow or another, somebody ordered some tactical bag that's supposed to ship to Ohio or something, and I live in North Carolina. I've never even been to Ohio, so I don't even know anybody in Ohio. So I need to figure out what happened there. I got a bunch of charges on my card from it.
Alrighty, I'll be more than happy to look into it. One brief moment.
All right.
One moment. Your zip code.
My zip code is 27377.
And that first and last name.
Mine is Brett, B-R-E-T-T, last name Andrews.
Okay, I do see that name. And that billing address for security purposes, please.
6903 Burlington Road, Whitsitt, North Carolina, 27377.
All right. And everything is loading. Still here. And it's still loading. Still here. Alrighty. So let's see. Reviewing the profile, it does show that there was a purchase that was made for that tactical bag for the shipping held in charge of $7.95. Do you recall of making the purchase for that? Well, basically, this is a brief review because this profile had already been canceled. It was a tactical bag where it led to a subscription where it started emailing you a value of that $125 gift card. It shows that there was a phone call that was made to cancel. But give me one moment. Let me go ahead and look for that because it's going to give me a date. One moment.
I mean, I see where they've been charging my card. That's how I found it. But I haven't ordered any bag. And I also, the other lady told me the bag was shipping to Ohio or something.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't show where the you know what it did. This is what it was. Okay, my bad. Okay, so yes. Let's see. Okay, so yes, sir. Could someone in your household possibly order the tactical bag?
No, I don't have anybody. I live by myself. All my kids
okay.
are grown.
That's understandable. So, yes, we do take fraudulent charges seriously. Whoever made the purchase without your authorization, IP information will link us back to that exact device. We'll provide it to your local authorities to have whomever prosecuted. If these are charges that you've made and just do not care to pay, then this can result into a fraudulent fine. But it will take 3 to 5 business days for findings to fall back into your account. I do have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
That is C like Charlie.
What? C like Charlie, okay.
Then that's going to be 263. Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
015-309.
Okay. So C like Charlie, 263-015-309.
That is correct.
Okay.
So that is your cancellation confirmation, 24 to 48 hours for that email. 3 to 5 business days for your refund. There will be no other charges moving forward.
Okay. All right. So, and then how many charges do you show on there for this particular item?
So for that tactical bag subscription, there will be a refund of the $56.95 that did come out on November, and then that $39.99 will fall back within the next 3 to 5 days from November and this month.
Okay. All right, ma'am.
All right.
I'm sorry about that, but I don't know what happened because I didn't order that. I don't know anyone in Ohio, and I also I don't.
So
I wouldn't order a tactical bag.
The product is coming from Ohio. That's where the company is based. We have a North Carolina address that you have provided earlier on here.
6903.
Mm-hmm. That's the address that it was going to be delivered to.
Right. And I don't know how that happened because I don't know. I mean, I'm not military. I mean, I don't go hiking. I'm getting kind of old. You know, I don't do any of that.
Okay.
I don't, you know, I don't camp.
Yes, sir.
You know, I don't go camping. I mean, you know, none of that. I didn't order that. I'm just telling you.
Okay, that's understandable. We did go ahead and get it resolved for you, so there will be no other charges.
Okay, ma'am. You have a Merry Christmas.
No problem. You do the same.
Thank you.
You.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.